So in moments of infamy, or sodomy, or sex, we all find things that make us who we are. Well, I haven't found anything that makes me who I am, except I'm a bisexual male. I stand about 5 foot tall, and my biggest challenge is finding friends who like to do what I like to do. And this is one of the things I like to do. So stick around, as I got a lot of good stuff for you. So I've been doing stuff all week, posting blogs, trying to put stuff together, and I'm getting ready to go back live on a podcast. Well, I'm on CastBox, and, you know, I don't really feel comfortable on there because they don't have enough, however you want to call it, conversationalists. And I'm one who likes to do conversation and music. So I guess what I'm saying is that I'm going to work my best to create the most for you guys. I got a segment where I'm going to talk about personal and physical pleasure. And I'm going to tell you about a test I took that gave me a shocking number. But I want you guys to know about it because I think it might be good for the guys to know. So stick around and I'll give you my score after these brief messages. So I took a pop quiz today I found online, and I realized that my dating habits are poorly. I'm not an extrovert, I'm not an introvert, I'm just a self person. I think about everybody else, and then I think about myself, so I put people first. I got an 8 out of possible 10 on self-esteem. I knew that was going to be low because I never have had a very high self-esteem after what happened to me so long ago. And then I got a 9 out of a possible 10 on a thing, on a sexual quiz. So that's about average from what I heard. And then I got an 8 on another one. Talking about emotions. There was a 6 for my emotions. I don't keep my emotions bottled up very well. And sometimes I act out of anger or just plainly out of spite, I think. But I guess the most shocking one was how unselfish I am, which got me a 10. It says I give until I can't give no more, and then I guess that's what got me was just getting that 6. It like I got a 10 on that and a 6 on emotions. So I guess it was just me, but that's how much charity I do. I mean, in some fashions I succeed, and in some ways I can tremendously fail. If love is like this test, then I failed because I think I would have got a 4. Which is the worst score you can ever get. But on the whole test, the score test, I rated probably right in the 70th percentile for my skills. Now, I have a fabulous way of talking about things on here. I have a fabulous way of making small talk. And I guess I have a very reasonable way of doing stuff, because I think about what I'm going to say before I say it, then I try to put words into what I want it to mean. Coming up, we're going to have a talk about what I can do to make myself better in sexual sense, and we're also going to see what tests you guys can take. Welcome, everybody. My name is Brandon. I got it. So, if you're listening, you're probably wondering, this podcast is not really set to what everybody thinks it's going to be, but I have multiple topics. See, that's the thing about me. I love to change the topic, and I think that dating is one of the most important things. We are coming into the wintertime season, so cuddling and snuggling up together is a commonplace. On average, one out of every seven Americans finds the right one, and sometimes you find the wrong one. But I think when you're going out on a date or trying to find somebody just to be friends with and cuddle up next to for a good night music or something like that, you gotta put yourself in a better position than what you did before. So always take the time and always tell your friends who you're going with and where you're going, and give an estimation of when you might be back home, and call in and check in if it's getting close to when you said you might be back home, and let them know, hey, I won't be home until tomorrow, or I'll be home a little bit later than what I thought. But that's the basic, simple dating tips. Something else you can do is take a picture of the guy or get a picture of the guy you're going with. But that is just a few of the tips that I have. Coming up. A talk about the impeachment. What is so phony and fake about Donald Trump's impeachment by the House Congress, and what they did today that would make me pissed off, and I am very pissed off about the House Democrats and their techniques and their lousy disposition as Democrats. Stay tuned for more. So the House Democrats over this week made some fantastic poor choices, and you know, for me as an American citizen, I would be very pissed off, and as a matter of fact, I am very pissed off. Once again, the people of the United States don't know how to vote, virtually is what they're saying. The House Democrats decided that it's time to get rid of a lawfully elected president of the United States of America. And nearly 63 million voters don't know what they're doing when they vote in a United States president. But, like everything else, the conversation doesn't stay on topic, and Donald Trump is bad for America. But, I'm going to tell you guys something that you're not going to want to hear anyplace else. Donald Trump is great for America because he once again has proven that he can put a stock market in an up position, and it was up over 10,000 points this Thursday. This made history for those of you living in the stock market world, and job growth is natural and progressive at a staggering rate. And millions of Americans are off food stamps and back to work. Nearly 5 million Americans have been taken off food stamps and put back to work in the American workforce. And the American dream is running strong as ever. The only problem is if you go to California, you're going to find a lot of things that you're not going to like. That's coming up next. But House Democrats can impeach a president simply on trumped up fake information that they don't really have. And then today, Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer tried to say they want a fair, accurate trial in the Senate. The only problem is that they weren't so fair to Donald Trump, and they weren't fair to the millions of people who voted him into office. So how can Nancy Pelosi sit on top of the House and say she wants a fair trial and have Chuck Schumer there helping her out to say it. I really have to wonder sometimes, but this is how poor decisions are made by the House Democratic Committee. Jerry Nadler and Adam Schiff are both bunch of liars. They're frauds, they're hypocrites, they're fakes to the inside relevancy. The only problem is that when House Democrats lie, they lie really good. So we're going to have more on that next week. Coming up, what California is not doing for the American citizens living in California, and the grocery store that got shit on by an actual customer. Stay tuned. Democrats in California voting impeachment but not giving a shit about the people. That is what some people are calling the most hypocritic, most disgusting part of California. You live in California, you're going to want to hear this. A segment that features shit and human feces painted all over California. In some grocery stores, people have gone to purchasing toilet paper and then going down an aisle and pooping in the aisle. Doesn't that sound disgusting? How long are we going to let these Democrats do this to the American society and also not help the homeless? Gavin Newsom, a state governor of California, has proven once again what a faulty, misled horse trough this really is for the American people. His attitude of "I don't care" doesn't work anymore, and the police are not allowed to do anything about it because he has told the police that you cannot find homeless people. So, virtually, he's wrote them a pass to poop in the streets and shit in a store and not give two hoots about the health or welfare of the people of California. Now, isn't that just depressing? Stay tuned for more next week here on my podcast. Coming up, we're going to talk about dating. Well, my dating. I'm going to give you a description of what I'm looking for. We're also going to talk about life in general and how far things should be going with people and love and understanding and a real clear life-changing event that could happen sooner rather than later. And if you want to support this podcast, just click on the supporter tab and donate to my podcast. Also, don't forget to hit me up on Twitter and Facebook in the description below. So, I'm 32 years old, and you know, I haven't found anybody that can appreciate a podcaster or a blogger, and that's all the things I am. I'm looking for the opportunity to find somebody who appreciates that kind of stuff and who wants to be a part of it. It's actually a very fun life if you can handle it. It's not too bad. Excuse me. I mean, after all, being a podcaster and a blogger ain't bad. And so far, I've tripled my views on my blog, and I've done everything to make sure that my stories are relevant to all of you. I guess the biggest groundbreaking story is what you do for love. And sometimes what I do for love is way different than what anybody else does. I believe that there's a continuity of life-changing events that can happen to you in a few seconds. And just the short things that happen make the biggest difference. But the talk never ends. but the changes come very soon. If you're one of these guys or girls asking yourself, what can a friend do for you? Well, why don't you just ask me? Stay tuned. Check out the description, and you can hit me up on any number of social media channels, including my Facebook page. I've got a lot of things coming to this podcast. It's going to be way different, and I'm also getting ready to go back to a live podcast very soon. So just stick around and check out what I got coming, and be a part of the podcast company by joining me once in a while for a great show right here on Anchor, Spotify, Google Play. And if you have a promotion or a script that you want to promote, just catch me on here. And my final thoughts. For as much as I've talked and much as I've said about impeachment or dating and the way you look at things, my final thoughts are this. In life, you're going to have challenges that you're going to be able to face with the greatest of confidence. And at a moment when you reach that point of facing those challenges, you will find that love comes a lot easier. There's something to be said for pleasure or sexuality or trying to identify yourself. I'm a bisexual, so I don't have to identify myself. I know who I am. And that's why I think if you have the kind of body that models want or guys like, you shouldn't be afraid to try out something new. And there's always somebody out there that is willing to give you the opportunity or the chance to look into it. Also, purely for notification purposes only, I'm trying to raise $1,000 in cash to upgrade my blog and to also help bring new sponsorships to this podcast. As I am on multiple platforms, I would like to welcome you all to check me out and follow me if you haven't done it yet, and hit me up on Instagram and also on Twitter and Facebook. Stay tuned for more, and these are my final thoughts. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Brandon, and have a wonderful Friday.